Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy you're joining me here today because we have a wonderful guest. But first, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you guys to hear what I'm saying and what our guest is saying.
Oh, the amazing
Benny.
Oh, please stop. Love, stop. Please. I don't take all the credit. I'll take a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, couldn't do it without you, Benny.
Right.
So how are you today?
Doing well. You staying warm over there?
Yeah, I am at the moment, but I have to tell you, it's getting really brisk out there.
Pretty brisk, and might be dipping into the teens tonight, so bundle up extra tight.
Yeah, and you know, my 13-year-old is very unhappy because we don't get precipitation when it gets this cold, and you know, but
maybe snow flurries on Sunday.
I know, it's very exciting.
It's
very
possible.
Exciting. You know, Benny, I love synchronicities, you know, those so-called, you know, weird coincidences where really it seems like the universe is underscoring the information. Well, today my guest is going to be talking about a certain type of angels, right? So here I am pulling into the studio parking lot, and I'm getting parked, and what comes onto the radio at that moment is Sarah McLachlan's Angel, you know, where she's saying in the arms of the angel. And I just sort of burst out laughing, kind of like, yeah, we get it, you know. You're going to be here in mass and here to support us, and I just love that. I also love it, Benny, when I have an opportunity to have actually met the guest I've got on my show. And, you know, seeing a person at their finest when they're presenting to others and when they're sharing their gifts. And the guest today, our guest today, Sunny Dawn Johnston, I've had the opportunity to meet her and see her present at Be the Change down in California. And she's got an amazing story, and she taps in and tunes in and helps people to shift. You know, she's a gifted spiritual intuitive, and she's been gifted since she was a child. Her psychic abilities manifested themselves when she was just a teenager. She had difficulties when she was a young mother, and it helped to open her up to more. And now she works as an international intuitive medium and spiritual teacher. She helps people across the country find their personal spiritual connection, learn to listen within to their own inner truth, and recognize and own their natural spiritual gifts. She's been featured on many radio and television shows, including Coast to Coast with George Nouri and Good Morning Arizona. She teaches seminars internationally, and she's the author of the wonderful book, Invoking the Archangels, a 9-step process to heal your body, mind, and soul. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Sunny Dawn Johnston. Hi, Sunny.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here on my show. You know, Sunny, a couple of years ago, you know, I was working in the energetic realm of healing, and I knew that I had guidance, but I wasn't quite sure what I thought of archangels, right? You know, I'd heard about them, didn't know much about them, actually questioned their existence because I didn't have any kind of like proof, you know? Mm-hmm. And somebody came to me with a message from, supposedly from Archangel Michael. And that message led me to huge changes in my life and opened me up to this whole other realm. So I'm fascinated by archangels. And you seem to have a real way of plugging in and getting them in a big way. When did you start interacting with the archangels?
You know, I didn't do it intentionally, but I did start having experiences with them shortly after the first experience I ever had with an angel, period, which was the age of 13.
Uh-huh.
And I went to sleep one night, as we all do, and I awoke in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning to this beautiful, colorful, winged being above my bed.
Wow.
And felt this amazing sense of calm and peace and just love. And I literally just rolled back over and went back to sleep. It didn't scare me. It didn't shy. I didn't wonder what it was. I just literally rolled back over and went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I thought, okay, wait, that was not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went downstairs and I told my mom what had happened. And she said, well, Sunny, that was your guardian angel. And when I described to her what I felt and what I saw, and I had it never even occurred to me that I had angels, you know,
right.
kind of like you were saying, I'd never had an experience. So why would it even be a part of my life?
Sure.
And so that started the process for me of saying, oh, I want to experience that more. And then the archangels started showing up in my life in, you know, amazing and miraculous ways.
So, Sunny, who are the archangels?
Well, you know, this is where we get a little bit, it gets a little bit confusing, because as physical beings, we like to kind of organize everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And We like to go, okay, well, what order are they in, and what do they, you know, what do they represent, and then who are the spirit guides? And but, you know, just archangels in general, I believe, are kind of the overseers of the angelic realm, if I could use that term. And they're an energy that hasn't walked the physical planet, so they haven't been embodied into the physical being. So they have more of a higher vibration is the way that a lot of people can understand it, because they haven't had the density of a body.
Right.
And they're really just to help guide us and to support us, and I think ultimately to shine the light of who we really are and to help us to see that.
Right. So how many archangels are there? Do we know?
I don't think we know. I think there are many archangels as there are people, and, you know, that number changes every second of every day. So there are hundreds and thousands or millions of angels and archangels, and I think that when we try to organize it in our head, that's where we miss the experience. But my experience is that there are many angels as there are people, and archangels are kind of the overseers. So,
uh-huh.
like, I write about seven archangels
uh-huh.
in my book, but there are many, many, many other archangels that I just haven't had the same amount of experiences with, which is why I wrote about the ones that I actually wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I think it's open to perception, I guess, is the way I would say it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And you know, I also wonder if as we transform on this planet to open up to more light, if there won't be more, you know, archangels showing
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, there are some popular ones that people are familiar with. Who are some of those?
Oh, probably the most popular one would be Archangel Michael.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Everybody knows about Michael. Even people that don't believe in angels know about Michael.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, St. Michael in some views. Same vibration, though. And Archangel Michael is the angel of protection, guidance, strength, courage. Vibrates the color blue. He's seen with a sword, oftentimes, and a shield as the protector.
Uh-huh.
He's, I think, the most popular one.
And his energy, when I've experienced it, is so incredibly loving. I mean, it brings me to tears. It's so
yeah.
loving.
And very powerful. So it's there's a lot of strength
uh-huh.
in his energy, and not strength in the sense of overwhelming, but strength in like a core strength. I think
yes.
it reminds us of who we are, that we have that.
That's great. So who besides Archangel Michael?
You know, Archangel, the four most popular, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael,
uh-huh.
Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel. Those are the four that most people know about. So Archangel Raphael is the angel of healing. And people call on Raphael all the time, you know, for physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing.
Uh-huh.
He vibrates the color green, and so a lot of times people visualize and or see him in this kind of green hue, emerald green typically.
Right.
Archangel Gabriel, the messenger angel, the angel of communication, most people have heard of him, and he helps us to to communicate from our heart. What we intend. So, you know, a lot of times in communication, we communicate from our head.
Exactly.
It doesn't actually come out the way we want it to.
Right, right. Especially via email, yes.
Gabriel helps us with that, and he vibrates the color white.
Okay.
And then Archangel Uriel is the angel of transmutation, shifting a negative to a positive, seeing the greater picture of things. And Uriel vibrates to a deep red, a ruby red, and he can help us to see why things are happening the way that they are, and if we're willing to look, which is important.
So How do you personally experience the archangels?
Well, initially, when I first had started having these experiences, it was only through feeling. It was outside of that first experience with my guardian angel, I would feel their presence, and I wouldn't understand what I was feeling. It's hard to know what you're feeling when you don't know what it is, and
right.
there's not a vision to go along with it to explain it. So initially it was feeling, but then what happened is they started coming to me with color and in vibration, sometimes in form, literally like a form of a winged being.
That you'd see?
That I would see with my physical eyes,
wow.
not my spiritual eyes, so my eyes would be open and I would see them. And then they start coming just as a light, just as, pink light or green light or red light. And that was the energy. So once I figured out that that's what that was, then they didn't come in that form of an angel like we know angels to be.
Interesting. So they showed up to communicate who they were first, and then once you got their code, so to speak,
right.
the color
right,
code.
Yeah, once I understood the language, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating. So if somebody experiences something and it's like, a green light or whatever you're saying, then they could be interacting with an archangel. It just doesn't come in the form that they expect to see, with wings.
Oh, absolutely. And so a lot of times people will even, like they'll take pictures and they'll get pictures and there's this blue orb in the picture. That's symbolic. That's important. Now, I'm not saying that every single thing that you see in a picture is an orb, because there are a lot of people that just go crazy. Sometimes it
right.
is dust and sometimes it is reflection.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
there are times where it is a spirit and it is an angel and you can see the color blue. Or a lot of times people will have typically our vision, our intuitive vision, so the clairvoyant aspect, usually comes from our peripheral first.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people start seeing colors in their peripheral vision. And it doesn't mean they're losing their vision or going crazy,
uh-huh.
although you always want to get it checked out because,
sure,
you might
sure.
be.
Yeah.
But when they start seeing color, that's oftentimes the angels starting to come forward.
Okay. So we need to go to a brief break right now. But when we return, more with Sunny Dawn Johnston talking about why we should want to invoke the archangels and how they can help us in our lives, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Sunny Dawn Johnston, author of Invoking the Archangels. Bright light that she is. Sunny, can you please tell us why somebody would want to invoke the archangels and why you use the word invoke?
You know, I used invoke because I thought it was a word that created some sacredness to it. Uh-huh. And not that it needs to be, meaning, you know, people always say, well, how do I call in my angels, or how do I ask for their help? And it can literally be an invocation. It can be formal. It can be informal. Uh-huh. But to invoke just means to call in, to ask for. And invoking the archangel sounded better than asking the archangel.
Sure.
So I went with that. But, you know, a lot, it doesn't have to be formal, and that's what I try to remind people, is a lot of people are like, well, I don't know how to pray, and it doesn't have to be that way. It can be, hey, Michael, help me. It can be that simple. Or it can be a formal invocation of their health and their support.
Right. Well, I think that a lot of people think that spirituality is something that needs to have such reverence surrounding it, which I think takes it out of our normal daily experiences.
It excludes many people that don't feel worthy of,
yes,
in that sense.
And oh, so that's a good point.
It is part of reality on a daily basis, and everything in this physical realm is spiritual in nature, uh-huh, because that's where it comes from.
Right.
So anything that manifests here physically, it has a spiritual vibration. There's a purpose behind it, uh-huh, so to speak.
So knowing that kind of information, how do you work with somebody and help them to release based on what's going on with them, not in terms of the physicality, but on the higher level that's causing the physical problem?
You know, a lot of it for me, when I work with people one-on-one, it's just teaching them. So many people, and for me, it's second nature. I have believed, for example, in, you know, that our emotions that are suppressed or manifest into illness or disease. I believe that since I was a teenager. And so sometimes I forget that not everybody understands that or recognizes that. So oftentimes, for me, it ends up being teaching, number one, mm-hmm, how things manifest in our body and or in our experience, law of attraction, as well as the kind of stuffed emotions. And then after the teaching takes place, is helping them see what belief systems, what patterns, what ancestral connections, mm-hmm, are creating this vibration that is continuing to exist in their life, whether that's an illness, whether that's an emotional pain, whether that's a relationship pattern, mm-hmm, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, it's amazing. The ancestral patterns was another thing that I wasn't sure I believed in until I experienced a release of my own. And it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, what our ancestors have experienced often make an imprint within
Absolutely.
Our fields.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I don't think we necessarily have to put a lot of energy towards that unless we're having a situation that we don't understand where it's coming from. And then uh-huh. it's important to discover where that might be coming from, and more information helps our human mind to understand it. It doesn't mean that it's necessary on a spiritual level, but on a human level, we like to understand things.
Sure.
We like to know and figure it out and all of that. And if we could get it rid of our head, we'd be fine. We wouldn't need it, but
right.
we do.
So, Sonny, when you're working with somebody, I mean, what kinds of physical illnesses or emotional releases have you seen that sort of demonstrates the power of the archangels?
Oh, goodness. I've seen people heal themselves of thyroid cancer, psoriasis, fibromyalgia, MS, go into remission.
Wow.
The physical patterns of, you know, like self-hatred, meaning the physical patterns, meaning the way that we manifest that in our physical lives
uh-huh.
by bringing people in that maybe are abusive to us or
sure.
Take advantage of us financially,
mm-hmm.
people recognizing the security is within them and not outside of them and being able to change their financial circumstances. I've seen amazing, amazing healings on just physical, mental, emotional, spiritual levels that are absolutely supported by the angels. So I do think that we have to take responsibility and ownership of the fact that we do co-create
uh-huh.
this reality, but we can have support that helps us to see and feel and hear and know how and why we're doing what we're doing, and then heal it.
Yeah.
And asking for help is one piece of it, but receiving the help, allowing yourself to receive the help, is the more important piece of it.
That's such an important point, because so many people feel unworthy. On some deep level, they feel unworthy
yes.
of receiving the help.
Absolutely. And you know, that was my struggle, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I had such low self-esteem and worth that even when I did learn about the angels, I wouldn't ask for their help because I didn't want to take them away from somebody else. And number one, they don't have bodies, so I can't take them away from anybody else because they
right.
could be with all of us at the same time.
Sure.
But I didn't really understand that at, you know, 14. But it was more about I didn't want to take them away from somebody else that deserved it, meaning that I didn't feel like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was the archangels that helped me with that, specifically Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel is one of the more unknown angels for a lot of people that helps us with unconditional love and adoration and helps us to embrace and to love ourselves and to see our value and to see our worth. And for me, his support and his energy changed my life 180 degrees.
Wow. So you've got a 9-step process to help people utilize the support of these angels to heal.
Yeah.
Why 9 steps?
After I wrote my book, I thought, dang, I ought to have 3 steps. That'd be a lot easier.
But 9 is the number of completion, right?
when I was writing the book, that's how it came through. It came through in 9. And yes, the 9 is the end of a cycle. So a 9-step process, the end of, letting go of. And I like it because I think that we get overwhelmed with so much to do,
mm-hmm.
and the 9-step process gives us baby steps. It's take this step, and then take this step, and then take this step, and sometimes people find that they're actually have already taken some of the steps. So,
uh-huh.
you know, the 9-step process was actually the process I myself went through in order to heal my heart, and then started using the same process with clients unknowingly. I didn't realize I even had a process
uh-huh.
until the angel showed me that I had a process.
Right.
And I started working with clients in this process for years before I recognized what I was actually doing.
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of the steps, Sonny?
Well, so I'll run through them real quick. The first step is awareness,
mm-hmm.
becoming aware of the issue. You know, we can't fix something if we don't know what it is that we need to fix or work on, what's creating the issue.
Right.
Step number two is looking within. Instead of blaming, instead of asking everybody else what their opinion is or what they think, it's go inside and get connected inside to see where this might be coming from or why this might be manifesting.
That's huge.
Absolutely. It's very, very huge. Step three is choice. Make a choice to do something different, just
uh-huh.
one choice. And the thing here is a lot of people choose not to choose. They
uh-huh.
choose not to make a choice, and that's important to own that also. step four is a commitment. It's time to make a commitment. It's time to do something. Action now. Mm-hmm. It's a doing. It's not just a sitting in your head and going, okay, maybe one day.
Right.
Number five, I think, is the most important, and it's responsibility. Take responsibility for your life, your creation, your stuff, your crap, your whatever it is. Just take responsibility for it, because when you blame somebody else, you put the healing, your healing, in their hands. Mm-hmm. And when you take responsibility, your healing is in your hands.
Right. You know, I think that there are a lot of people who don't want to take the responsibility because they feel self-blame then. And
right.
You're not like somebody who's just had this easy, easy life. And so there you are telling other people, you know, take the responsibility.
No.
You've had to live this in spades, haven't you?
Oh, I have walked this road many times and continue to. You know, that's one of the things a lot of people think is, okay, well, you know, you teach this and you have this connection, whatever. So now life must be very easy for you and you must not have any issues at all. And that is the furthest from the truth. I think actually it tends to be that when we do this work, you know, we teach what we need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us that are in the role of a teacher on some levels continue to have work to do in order to learn more to be able to teach more.
Sure. Okay, I think we're at step five. So now what's step six?
Step five is responsibility. Step mm-hmm. six is action. And so that is, it's time to actually follow through. So you've made the commitment, and it's time to do something. You're taking the responsibility now. What is the next best step? It is the movement of it.
Uh-huh.
It's the doing of it. And then step seven is really important. It's releasing and replenishing. So it's letting go. It's writing and burning. It's releasing the pain, the emotion, the pattern, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, this is the part that most people forget, fill up. You've got to fill up with love, fill up with light, fill up with peace, fill up with joy in whatever form that is for you. So it's mm-hmm. releasing and replenishing.
Wonderful.
Step eight is maintenance. Time to maintain your own energy. Don't absorb everybody else's stuff and
yeah.
take everybody else's pain and problems on as your own. So it's time to hold your own energy, hold your boundaries, and be able to be a witness to other people. And then step nine is appreciation. And along with appreciation comes forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can actually walk through these steps where our issue was, step one, to appreciation of the issue, where we can find the gift in it, when we can find what the value was in it, we also, not only do we have appreciation for our life and the experiences in it, but we also find forgiveness.
Yeah, and that is such a beautiful point that you make. It's really important. Now, Sunny, real quick before we go to break, what is your website?
My website is my name, Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, Dawn, D-A-W-N, Johnston with a T, .com.
Okay, great. And when we return, would you like to do a few readings on the air?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Wonderful. So stay tuned for more with Sunny Dawn Johnston here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Angel. Contemplate my faith. Do they know?
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. And
oh, 'cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with the author of Invoking the Archangels, a 9-step process to heal your body, mind, and soul, Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now, Sunny, you've been doing readings for people for how many years now?
Professionally for about 15.
Wow.
Not professionally, my whole life.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, so you're very skilled and experienced with this.
Yeah, we tend to be, those of us that do this have tended to kind of do this with our friends and just people on the street forever. It just kind of comes naturally to us.
Exactly. So, Benny, can you share with our listeners the telephone number? I know we've got a caller waiting already, but let's share with those who don't know the number yet.
Yeah, if you'd like to join us on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and of course, our host for the day is Christine Upchurch and the Christine Upchurch Show, you may dial in at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Shall we run off to the phones?
Now, Sunny, we've got a caller, Diane from Kirkland. Diane, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show with Sunny Dawn Johnston.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call. I guess I don't really know what my question is, but I'm wondering if you said something that really gave me thought, that putting yourself in the hands of other people puts them in charge of your healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that really resonated with me because I'm just dealing with lots and lots of anger, and I think that's holding me back from, I'm trying to retire, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to for a while, and I think my anger is holding me back, and I thought
I'm going to agree, Diana. I tend to kind of sketch when I'm talking and connecting with you, and what I've got is I've got a fork in the road, and what it feels like to me is you either need to choose your anger, or you need to choose your love. And depending on which one you choose is going to make a huge difference in your life's journey. And what I feel like is there's some blame happening.
Uh-huh.
And if you can get out of the blame and into, okay, wait, let me just back up for a minute and say, okay, as I look at my life, maybe I've made some choices or I've brought these situations or these people into my life for a reason. And what could it be that they could be teaching me? Maybe it's they're teaching me boundaries. Maybe they're teaching me how to hold my own power. Maybe they're teaching me how to be kind and loving to myself. Maybe they're teaching me how to communicate from a place of love. Whatever it is, if you can do that, that's how we take responsibility. And then when I take responsibility for what I have experienced in my life, then the blame isn't out there. So, see, when we blame someone, the energy is in their hands, and you will never, ever, ever be able to get better and feel better if they're holding your energy in their hands. It will not happen. Because the last thing that they're thinking about is what you need. They're thinking about what they need and what they want and what they're working on in their own life. So that's the last thought that they have. Does that make sense to you?
It makes absolute sense.
So instead you say, okay, I'm going to cut those strings. I'm going to visualize taking my power back from that person. I'm going to visualize, because I've done it, I gave it to them, so I can take it back. So I'm going to take that power back, and I'm going to take responsibility for it. And in doing that, my healing is in my hands, and then I can create whatever it is that I desire. But if I'm waiting for them to want to make me better, it ain't not going to happen.
Oh, that's really profound, and it's, as I always say, there's a simple answer for everything, and that's very helpful to me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. Very welcome. Work with Archangel Raphael. He can help you a lot with anger.
Raphael,
yeah, for healing that anger, taking that power back.
Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetie.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Diane, for calling in. Now we also have Anne from Virginia. Anne, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show and with Sunny Dawn Johnston.
Hi, Christine. Hi, Sunny. How are you?
Good. Great. What's
Thank
your question,
you.
Darling?
Good. Well, there were many years after many things that had happened in my life and where I formed in the order of my family that I put the blame on a lot of other people. And then I retired from teaching in 2008, and I just went through this period of transformation. Mm-hmm. I think everything's, like, very quickly. And maybe it was just put on hold for that reason, but I have found that I'm very much an empath, and I pick up so much. Even
yeah, that's exactly
store.
What I get with you, Anne. So that's where I was going to go, is you really, really need to learn how to hold your own energy, because you have a tendency to absorb the energy of everyone around you and, in turn, take it on as your responsibility.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to learn how to be a witness and how to observe what's happening instead of absorb what's happening. Now, I know a lot about this because that's how I am. That's my nature. So I don't do that anymore. I don't absorb it anymore because it's not healthy for me. But it took me a good 20 years, 25 years to figure that out, and many illnesses in order to figure that out.
Many illnesses, yeah.
Yeah, I get that with you.
I get very tired very quickly.
Absolutely, because your energy gets drained. So working with Archangel Michael consistently every single morning before you get out of bed, and just a very simple intention or invocation saying, please surround me and protect me so that I don't absorb the energy of others. I don't want their good energy, and I don't want their bad energy, because I am capable of creating my own energy. And so I don't want to absorb anybody else's, and that keeps me holding my own, which allows me to then maintain my energy and maintain my energy levels. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I get sick at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, that's why, honey.
And you got sick, too? I mean, all
oh,
kinds
yeah.
of different. Not...
Yeah, I mean,
go
I,
ahead.
I've got story after story in my book about ways that I gave my energy away and, you know, and created illness and disease many times because I didn't
So I have a question
it.
For you. Could you understand why I have, I'm overweight?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
And I actually write about that in my book also, because see, weight is the way we protect ourselves. So if instead of you protecting yourself with weight, you started to call in Archangel Michael and ask Michael to protect your energy, then you no longer need the weight. And what happened for me was I weighed 60 pounds more than I do now, and it was protection. When I started working with his energy every single day, and I'm talking consistently, so that I wasn't absorbing other people's energy, that weight came off my body with nothing. I didn't do anything else. I didn't change my eating habits. I didn't start exercising. I didn't do anything with the exception of protect my energy, because I no longer needed the physical protection. And that weight came off. I've been the same size that I am now for almost 20 years, with the exception of, you know, 4 pregnancies. Mm-hmm. And
you're a very slim woman.
I am. So it's, and I don't have to think about it at all because I don't have to carry the protection any longer. So you start working with Michael. I have a whole chapter in my book about protecting and sensitive, and that's what most of it's about. That would likely very much help you. And if you send me a little email, and actually anybody that's listening that's interested, if you send me an email, sunny@sunnydonjohnston.com, I'll send you a free link to a download that you can listen to that is a protecting your energy meditation with Archangel Michael. So that would really help you, Anne.
Could you please go over that email again? Is it S-U-N-N-Y?
Sunny, my name, S-U-N-N-Y, @sunnydonjohnston.com.
And you can get her website from Transformation Talk Radio as well. And there's lots of information on Sunny's website. It's a beautiful website, so you'll be able to connect with her that way. Thank you, Anne, for joining us today here on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Sunny, hearing about, Anne absorbing other people's energy, and I know you did that as well, and that was my story for a really long time as well. I think that those of us who have an inclination to help others have a tendency to do that. But it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I recognized that by absorbing other people's energies or trying to fix things for them, I was disempowering them on their growth and transformation.
Absolutely.
As opposed to empowering them.
Yeah, and one of the things that I tell people, and I say that just a little bit harshly so it gets their attention, is when we step in and try to protect somebody else from their situation, number one, we don't have the right to.
Uh-huh.
It's their journey. It's not ours. And number two, what that does is then we actually get into a very controlled place, and most people who do that are controlling
mm-hmm.
because they want to make sure that everybody's life is going according to what they think is the right is the right way.
Right.
And it's not intentional, but it is what happens.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So when we start to allow others to have their own experience and hold our own energy, the control issues start to heal also.
Mm. Fascinating. Well, we've got to go to another quick break. I know we've got a caller waiting. Hang on, Marie. We're going to get to you. More on the Christine Upchurch Show with Sunny Dawn Johnston in a few moments.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
And the city is all aglow. Come with me, my darling, to the place we love to go. When the frost's upon the window, there's a tingle in your toes. To the field of virgin white, for angels in the snow.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Sunny Dawn Johnston, author of Invoking the Archangels. Now, Sunny, you've been doing some readings. But first, before we get to the next reading, I'd love for you to tell us about your event that's coming up this weekend that people can access whether they live down in your area or, you know, anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I would love to. Sunday, December 8th, we are having a Christmas fundraiser from 4 to 8 here in Glendale, Arizona. So if you're local, certainly you can attend. But we've made it available for people out of state and out of the country as well. So they can go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com/auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N. And what we've got is we've got a variety of different items that are available for silent auction. So we've got a two-hour mentoring program with me. We have a fully designed website. We have tickets to Celebrate Your Life, which is one of the greatest conferences, I think, in the Southwest.
Uh-huh.
We have tickets to see Greg Braden. We have a stay in Sedona. And all of this money goes to my 501c3. I have a foundation that I started in 2005 to help children with medical needs. And what we do is, especially over the holidays, we try to help families by helping the families get, you know, their Christmas meals and some Christmas gifts, and then oftentimes we'll help the children with some of the medical needs that they may have as well. So we're really looking to raise money, and so people can participate through the silent auction. We're also doing a tree lighting ceremony so they can buy lights for the trees, and we're also doing luminaries where you can purchase a luminary and we'll write the message on it and light it for you in honor of our loved ones that have passed.
Wonderful.
So it's a really, really cool event, and I'm honored and blessed to be able to pull it together for people, and I love that part of my work.
That's beautiful, and it sounds like it's a great cause with some fabulous things to get.
Yeah,
if you're lucky
absolutely.
Enough to win them.
Yes, absolutely, and you know you can't win if you don't play.
That's right. That's right. So, Sunny, we've got another caller, Marie from Kent. You have been so very patient. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show with Sunny Dawn Johnston.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. My question is, I'm an expert at learning through suffering. I'm a PhD, and I am ready. I'm more than ready. I am in working to release this way of learning in exchange for a more joyful and successful and healthier way to learn my lessons. How can I go further on this road?
So there's two things that come to me. The first one is self-love, because suffering comes from fear. And so I would say, you know, like it was in my own experience, Archangel Shamuel being the angel of unconditional love, I started asking him to give me opportunities to learn to love myself. And the ways those showed up, Marie, was through somebody asking me to do something and me saying no. Or somebody suggesting that, hey, you would be good at this, and me going, you know, that doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't bring me joy. There are a lot of things I was good at that weren't necessarily something that fulfilled me. So I kept asking for opportunities to heal that. The other thing was I had to create new tapes in my head, and that's one thing I'm hearing for you is that a lot of this is training, and it's just patterns. And, you know, when you have a PhD in this, life experience, then it really is, you've got to recreate. And so what I had to do was realize that, you know, my negative track was playing all the time, and it would say, oh, you should have done that, or you weren't good enough, or people need your help, and you didn't, you know, whatever. And I had to start retraining that by focusing on affirmations that didn't feel real. They felt like lies, and they felt fake to me. But I knew that if I was thinking that, I couldn't think two things at the exact same time. So if I kept continuing to micromanage my thoughts, and every time that I was aware of a negative thought or experience, I would replace that. And that was with the help of Archangel Shamuel also, that I was able to start to retrain my mind to think from a more positive place within myself. I thought positive of everybody else. It was me that was the issue. And when you can do that and bring in that color pink, surround yourself with pink, wear pink, get a pink bra, you know, put pink around you, because pink is the energy of unconditional love and what Shamuel vibrates to. It really makes a difference. Some people think, it's kind of simple, but all of these little teeny changes start to make bigger changes. And I'll tell you what, like, people that know me now can't even imagine who I was 25 years ago. They're like, are you kidding? That there's no way you were like that. It's completely 180 degrees, and it's all, in my opinion, with the help of the archangels.
Great. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you can do it, because you've got some feistiness in there, too. So you just pull that little feisty girl out and say, okay, yep, I'm learning another way.
And I just love the fact that she was talking about how she was an expert at suffering. And she also mentioned in the same breath that she's got her PhD. Sometimes the educational path can take us out of our heart, and we have to learn the hard way in that way. But
well, and sometimes we have a PhD in suffering.
That's true.
that was the way I heard it.
Oh,
I mean,
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Saying, but I'm like, yeah, we all have. You know, I sometimes chalk that up to, okay, we got a college degree.
Right,
you know, we put
right.
a lot of energy and a lot of time, whether you paid for it or not, in money. You've got a college degree in this, which means that we can turn that around and have it be a college degree in life and in joy and in passion and in purpose.
Okay, so we've got one more caller, and you know, we're going to make it really brief. Paula from Story, Wyoming. We've got about 1 minute to chat with Sunny Dawn, but I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to get on. So, Paula, welcome.
Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
Hey, Paula.
Hi, Sunny.
What's your question, darling?
I have a quick question.
Okay.
I have experienced recently and a couple times before in my life this strange vibration. I get woke up in the middle of the night, and my body is vibrating like feels like there's a big engine running right outside my door.
Yep. I think it's visitation. I think that the spirit realm is helping you to raise your vibration, because it feels stronger than the energy that you typically carry with you. It almost feels like an attunement of sorts to me. I don't think it's anything negative. I don't feel like it's anything to worry about. But
it never
feel
feels.
Like it's
it never
like
feels
tuning,
scary.
Tuning you up.
Yeah. And Paula, let me just say, welcome to my world.
Uh-huh.
I experience this frequently, and I've also started to hear some of the low frequency vibrational sounds of movement of energy, as well as the high pitched sounds. And yeah, sometimes I actually have like vibration going through my body. And at first, I found it very disconcerting. Now it's like, okay, well, you know, there's some sort of upgrade underway. And it, as long as it feels appropriate, it sounds like that's what you're saying, Paula.
It never feels scary.
Thing,
it never feels life-threatening. It just feels like, wow, it's coming straight
different.
From the earth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so start just saying, okay, cool, I'm getting my attunement.
Yeah. So
okay.
Thanks, Paula, for joining us here today. And
thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
You know, Sunny, it's been a joy. This has gone way too fast.
I know.
Can you please share with us again how our listeners can connect with you?
Well, they can go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com. Of course, on Facebook. I'm active on Facebook, so if they go find my fan page, they can find me there. And, you know, I've got several events that are coming up, so they can look at my calendar. And I'd love for you to join my Christmas party this weekend if it works for you, if you want to support us. And if you can't support it financially, then just show up energetically, whether in spirit or in physical form. We'd love to have everyone's support.
Wonderful. Now, Sunny, thank you so much for joining me here today and for joining all of our listeners and sharing your light, because You've got a lot of it.
Thank you so much. It was a joy and a pleasure, and thank you very much, and thank you, Benny.
Yeah, well, Benny's exited now. We've got Eric here. So.
Oh, well, thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Sunny.
Take care.
Just a couple of announcements. Next week, I've got a special guest who I also met down at Be the Change in California, Heather McCloskey-Beck, and she's going to talk about how to take the leap. Also, if you want any information about the services that we offer at Stellar Reflections, or you want to connect with some of my previous guests or hear Sunny's interview again, go to stellarreflections.com. Thanks so much for connecting with us here today, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. transformationtalkradio.com.